WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everybody, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly stuck in a game of catch-up? Like there's just never enough time to do all the things you want to do, or even just the things you need to do? Yeah, me too. And let's be honest, procrastination is basically a superpower some of us have mastered, right? But hey, we're not here to beat ourselves up. We're here to crack the code on how to ditch that procrastination monster and unleash our inner productivity ninja. Today's episode is all about staying motivated and crushing those goals, even when that I'll do it later voice is whispering sweet nothings in your ear. So buckle up, friends. We're diving into 5 power moves that will transform your mindset and help you conquer procrastination for good. First up, we gotta understand why we procrastinate in the first place. You know that feeling when you have a big project looming, and instead of tackling it head-on, you find yourself organizing your soft drawer or suddenly becoming an expert on obscure 80s music trivia. There are reasons behind those actions, folks. Often it's fear of failure, fear of success even. We might feel overwhelmed by the task, so we avoid it altogether. But here is the kicker. Understanding the root cause is step one to breaking free. Once you know why you procrastinate, you can start to develop strategies to combat the sneaky little roadblocks. Speaking of strategies, let's talk about breaking down large tasks into smaller, more manageable chunks. Ever tried to eat an entire pizza in one sitting? Not fun, right? It's the same with big projects, they can feel like a gargantuan mountain to climb. But if you break it down into bite-sized pieces, suddenly it feels a lot less daunting, and you can actually start making progress. Next up, we gotta talk about rewards. You know that feeling of pure satisfaction when you finally finish something you've been putting off? It's like a mini victory dance in your brain. So why not reward yourself for completing those smaller chunks along the way? It could be anything, a cup of coffee, a quick walk outside, even just 5 minutes scrolling through social media. But here's where it gets really interesting. We need to start rewiring our brains to associate good feelings with productivity. The more you practice this positive reinforcement, the less procrastination will hold sway over you. Now, let's talk accountability. You know that feeling when someone asks you about your progress on something, and suddenly you're way more motivated to get it done? That's the power of external accountability. Find a friend, family member, or even an online community to share your goals with and hold each other accountable. Having someone to check in with can make a world of difference when it comes to staying on track. Think about this. You're more likely to show up for that gym session when your buddy is waiting for you, right? It's the same principle here. Remember that time you were working on that big project and suddenly felt like you were stuck in a creative rut? Ever find yourself staring at a blank page or screen for what feels like hours? We've all been there. That's when it's time to shake things up. Sometimes, the best way to overcome procrastination is to simply change your environment. Go for a walk, head to a coffee shop, or even just rearrange your workspace. A fresh perspective can do wonders for your motivation and creativity. Alright, friends, let's recap what we learned today. Understanding why you procrastinate is crucial, then break down those big tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. Reward yourself for progress along the way, find an accountability buddy, and don't forget to shake things up when you need a creative boost. Remember, overcoming procrastination isn't about being perfect, it's about making consistent progress. So go out there, crush your goals, and let me know how it goes. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little motivation boost, and leave us a review if you enjoyed the ride. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.